I think essentially the social taboo comes from the known fact that alcohol is what we would call a teratogen, which is a substance that is actually toxic to fetal development. It's a basic fact that alcohol is harmful to use during pregnancy.
Has it always been common knowledge, or is that something that's developed over time?
Ever since I've been practicing as a midwife, we have always recommended that women abstain from drinking alcohol in pregnancy. So this has been a long-term thing. I think that it was recognised that babies born to women who had heavy alcohol consumption during pregnancy were obviously born with problems, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. And as it suggests, that's a disorder that has a variety of issues, some of which are actually physical, I wouldn't call them deformities, but characteristics and features.
So we talked about that it being common knowledge, but is there research that shows there are serious effects from the alcohol?
What we do know, and what I suggested before, is that we've seen babies born to women who have consumed high amounts of alcohol in pregnancy are obviously born with problems, and they range from physical features all the way through to some, minor behavioural issues. There's a combination of things throughout that spectrum. What isn't so clear is the level at which the alcohol consumption causes those issues. So is one drink okay to have a week? Are three drinks okay to have a week if you have one on three nights? We don't know the level because everybody metabolises alcohol in a different way. Alcohol has a different effect on everybody. So in order for us to be safe rather than sorry, we recommend that no alcohol consumption is safe in pregnancy because we don't know the level at which alcohol consumption in pregnancy causes a problem.
Do you have any, personal experience where there was a woman who drank during pregnancy and they even consumed very little and it had a negative health impact?
I haven't had that experience, and it's actually not a very easy thing to know, because if you don't know about the alcohol consumption, then you don't know about the potential effects on the baby after the baby was born. One thing that was revealed is that they found that in a couple of the studies that even a small amount of alcohol consumption in pregnancy, so they've considered up to 32 grams a week, which is essentially in Australian terms three standard drinks, that it has been associated with smaller for gestational age babies, which means that babies are born slightly smaller than they potentially would have been had the mother not drunk. So on a population level, we can say that when we have looked at women who have had heavy alcohol consumption, these are the outcomes.
And what about the mother? Is there other health implications for the mother as well?
Alcohol actually has health implications for everybody. It's the reason why a large proportion of people are admitted to hospital every year. It's a socially acceptable social lubricant, isn't it? But it's not great for everybody. I know that there's a lot of research that suggests that, one glass of red wine protects you against heart disease and that sort of thing. That's starting to be, getting a bit wobbly, that research. So whilst, drinking the odd glass of alcohol as a non-pregnant person is enjoyable and probably not detrimental, we don't really know.
Why do you think some women think that it's okay to have one glass of red wine during pregnancy?
I think that for some women, the advice is not very clear. Perhaps their health professional has said, oh, it's okay, one glass of wine's going to be fine. And look, it probably is. But in terms of a public health message and in terms of keeping everybody safe and healthy, certainly the recommended action for, from all health professionals is to abstain from alcohol use if you're planning to become pregnant, certainly during pregnancy and during breastfeeding as well.
So when is too much, right? If the one is maybe okay and two is maybe okay, is there a definitive line that this is too much?
I've never come across a woman who chooses to do something in her pregnancy that could potentially harm the baby. It may be more of a reassurance. A lot of women don't know they're pregnant very early on and may have had some alcohol in that time. That generally is okay, and there's nothing you can do about that situation. We may look closely, closely monitor the pregnancy, but by and large, those pregnancies tend to go ahead. If the alcohol consumption ceases, then they're generally isn't a problem or not a problem that we can identify. How could we know? This is the problem with researching alcohol consumption in pregnancy. We don't know if there is a safe level. So we can't randomise women to drinking and not drinking one glass of wine a week or two glasses of wine a week. It's just not ethically feasible.
Yeah, so how would you guys go about researching that? If it's not ethical, how do we get information around it then?
There have been some research projects into this. Often they're, you know, retrospective. They might recruit women to describe their alcohol consumption in pregnancy. That can have its issues. There are all sorts of biases that become, you know, obvious in that situation. Maybe people don't recall the amount of alcohol that they've drunk at any particular time. There may be a reluctance to be completely honest about that. It's a difficult thing to research.
Do you think that it might be harder to research because there is a really big social taboo around drinking during pregnancy? And when you ask women about, hey, did you drink during your pregnancy, they might be unwilling to talk about it because they feel as if they might have done something wrong?
Certainly, I think that would very much be a factor. Social taboos are very powerful and they would probably influence women to be very reluctant to be honest about their lifestyle, perhaps in the early stages of their pregnancy, before we would have contact with them, even women who are struggling with an alcohol addiction. What we're very, very dedicated to as health professionals, midwives and doctors is to help women to be as healthy as they can in their pregnancy. And so we strongly encourage women to disclose any of that information to us, because without judgment, we are then dedicated to help them deal with the issue that they feel they have. You know, having a baby is a fundamental changing time in your life, and often it can be the time that you really turn your life around. We certainly don't recommend drinking during breastfeeding either. Alcohol is water soluble, essentially, so it passes through the membranes of the body very easily. So it certainly is present in breast milk immediately after and for up to 2 to 3 hours after the drink has been consumed. And, you know, alcohol behaviour in the home, it does impact on the family and on children. And we've seen advertisements on the television about, you know, kids getting their parents a beer from the fridge and you know, and then that child, you know, the next generation. I think that there is a very strong health message that curbing alcohol consumption is a healthy option.